The True Girl Pajama Party Tour coming to Landis Hall at the Junction Center Thursday night, March 5th. We take a quick break from the music now to welcome True Girl founder Dana Gresh. Dana, welcome. You had me at pajamas.
Yeah, there's something about girls and jammies. Like, it's just, you know, that's going to be fun, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I work in radio, so I can actually come to work in my pajamas if I want to. So I'm loving it. I understand that this all started because you were a mom on a mission. Fill us in on the True Girl history.
Well, when my daughter was about 9 years old, I was working primarily with teenagers in the church, and I was concerned about the anxiety, the depression, some of the body image issues, as well as just the boy craziness and some of the brokenheartedness that was coming out of that. And I kind of thought, well, you know, is there something I can do while my daughter's younger to help prepare her to make good decisions? And as I did some research, I'm kind of a social science geek, I found that mother-daughter connectedness is the number one risk reducer to everything our mama's heart fears. And so I just began to be more intentional and formal about one-on-one time with my daughter. And before I knew it, there were 5 women in my church that wanted to do that. And then there were women in the state. And then I wrote this little book. And at the end of like 6 months, over 450,000 moms had done a mother-daughter connecting experience with their daughters. And it just kind of turned into this thing. And now those first girls are in their 20s, many of them living their lives so beautifully. And I think some of it is because we planted truth in them very strategically.
Yeah, I love that you're connecting moms and daughters. I think it's safe to say that today's girls face challenges that someone my age never dealt with at their age. Now, we definitely dealt with, or I dealt with, you know, the body image issues. But social media, I think, plays such a huge part in the added anxiety. And sometimes moms don't even know what's going on social media. So I'm thinking there needs to be that strong mom-daughter connection.
There really does. And you know, when you bring up social media and body image issues, one of the things I think is the only people I had to compare myself to was the supermodels on the covers of magazines. Mm-hmm. Now, they were supermodels and they were perfected, but today's girls have so many filtered images to compare themselves to, and there's a rise and an increase in the body image issues, the eating disorders. It's happening at a younger age. The average age used to be 15, now it's 10. And it is a much harder thing. We have new words like FOMO, fear of missing out, because these girls are watching everybody else's picture-perfect life on social media, and they're feeling left out, and they're feeling like they're not that beautiful, and they're not that perfect, and they don't have that many friends. So we really have to rise up to that, be able to speak the language in a way that's relevant to them, and also remind them, step away from the social media. Mm. That's not real life.
Yeah, I was in Sephora one day and I saw they're actually selling makeup to girls for Instagram, like Instagram makeup. And I'm thinking this is being sold to young girls. I mean, they don't even have any wrinkles.
Right. And they're selling the little teeny tiny in Sephora. They sell the little tiny ring lights because everybody needs to have a professional lighting experience when they're taking their selfie. So it's out of control. And that's one thing we address head on at the True Girl Pajama Party Tour. We have a whole game show devoted to the media, and the media is not bad. It can be fun, and we include social media in that. And then these 20-something really cool teachers and worship leaders on stage kind of unmask themselves and so show some of their unfiltered photos, and they even say, hey, listen, I don't look like that, and I don't want to look like that, those filtered faces. And it really, it's a nice way. Moms say, hey, listen, I felt so reinforced that night for all the times I've said no to this medium or that medium, or wait, you guys reinforced that message tonight and made it cool.
Now, you were in town here at the Junction Center last April, but when you were here last year, it was called Secret Keeper Girl. And I wanted to mention that so any moms listening who attended last year know it's the same tour and that you're behind it. Why the name change?
Well, the ministry is 18 years old, and when we named it, it was just kind of the name of a book. It was that book that took off, and 450,000 moms did dates across the country. And we never expected it to become this movement of moms on a mission. So we never really, it never really fit as a perfect name, but in recent years, moms had had the valid concern that does the name Secret Keeper Girl maybe cause girls to keep secrets that they shouldn't? And we actually think that's a really valid concern. We don't think that is happening or has happened. In fact, many times the connecting experience at our events or through our resources, God uses that to get girls to talk to their moms about dangerous things going on in their lives. And we have lots of those testimonies. But we still felt it was a valid concern, so we entered very quickly into a very expensive, but we think very worthwhile name change, and we love it. It's just a better fit for us because we want every girl to know that she can know the truth and the truth can set her free.
I encourage people to go to your website, danagresh.com. You speak to women of all ages, but let's talk again about the Ultimate Girls Night and what actually happens at a True Girl PJ party. But first, what age is this directed at?
We create the True Girl events for 7 to 12-year-olds and their moms.
And what else is going to happen? I know you referenced a little bit of what's going to happen. If people did not come last year, and I'm sure the show's different than last year, this is a pajama party tour. So talk a little bit about what we can expect.
Yeah, this is brand new. It is a pajama party theme. About half the audience shows up in their PJs. About half the audience says, nah, I'm good. And that's okay, too. We don't like tell people to bring their jammies, but they do. And some of them really have fun with that. But we like to say it's the most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word, because we have worship, live worship, and confetti cannons, and we have these really amazing times of interaction between moms and daughters, because we want to put mom in the driver's seat of all these conversations. But we are really focusing on truth in this curriculum. We are attacking the growing problem with anxiety and depression. The girls between the ages of 7 and 15 right now score so high on anxiety scales that in the year 1957, they would be checked in for inpatient therapy. But this is the average girl today. And everybody's just saying, it's okay, it's normal, everybody's like that, so keep going. And we're saying, no, something's wrong. Our emotions, when they're out of whack like that, generally are buoys above the surface of the ocean of our heart, saying something's not right down here. And when you can get down to that and figure out what is the lie I'm believing about myself, about my family, about my relationships, about God, and what is God's truth from the Bible that I need to replace that with, we have seen moms use that tool over and over again to stabilize their daughter's emotions. And we're teaching that tool at the True Girl Pajama Party Tour in a way that's really understandable for these 7 to 12-year-old girls.
So we should wear our pajamas, but we don't have to.
Yes, it's kind of free-for-all in that respect.
All right, and do we need to bring anything else?
Just your mom or your daughter. If you're a girl, you need your mom. If you're a mom, you need your daughter. We really do. It is a connecting experience. And lots of people come with a grandma or an aunt, or every now and then there's a brave dad that comes. But all the girls need a mentor in their lives at the event.
And we invite everybody to go to JunctionCenterProductions.com. We have all of the details there. The show is 6:30 Thursday night, March 5th. Not just a show. This is a True Girl Pajama Party Tour here at Landis Hall at the Junction Center. And again, Dana, before we go, I invite people to visit your website. And you've written so many great books that speak to women. Lies Girls Believe and Lies Young Women Believe, two of the books that you've written. Before we go, would you just speak to that for a moment? Could you maybe share a few of those lies with us?
Yeah. Well, the Lies Girls Believe book is the one that we're teaching the basic concept of identifying a lie and replacing it with truth. But we surveyed 1,500 tween girls, church-going girls, and tried to identify the top 20 lies that they're really struggling with in their lives. And one of them that really breaks my heart, and I just want moms and grandmas and dads to hear this and maybe do something about it today, is most of these girls, 98% of them, believed God loved them. But that dropped dramatically to a small majority when we started talking about sin. And I think it's a lie that we have all recognized in our own lives, that something in us believes that God must love us less or feel differently about us when we do bad things, right? I think we can all identify with that feeling. But seeing it in black and white, in the statistics, in the comments of these girls, really, I think it's important that we have conversations with them that there is nothing that can separate you from God's love. Nothing. Nothing you ever do will make him love you more. Nothing you ever do will make him love you less. Does your sin make you feel bad? Does it make you feel separated from people and from God? Yes, it does. That's why God doesn't like it. That's the main reason he doesn't like it. But he doesn't love you less. He doesn't like the distance it brings because he misses you. And that's a message I think we need as adults, but we really need to speak into our children as well.
Well said. We are speaking with Dana Gresh, the True Girl Pajama Party Tour here at Landis Hall at the Junction Center, 6:30 Thursday night, March 5th. For tickets and more information, JunctionCenterProductions.com. And for more information, also visit DanaGresh.com, DanaGresh. Dana, we can't wait to see you. We'll see you here March 5th.
Yep. Thank you so much. We're excited to be coming again.